From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's a big religious holiday here in the United States, and it's been exported around the world, and I'm committing a form of sacrilege on this holy day of the Super Bowl. I'm here actually talking about what's happening in the world and how our constitutional republic and our hard-won liberties are being circumvented and eroded and basically decimated. We are live. It is the holy day of the 6th of February, 2011, when the two tribal champions are set to face each other in an hour and a half in global warming ravaged Dallas, where the hospitals don't have power off and on, but the Cowboys Stadium, the religious temple, does. The religious temple of distraction and diversion from real issues. Hey, we're going into a depression. Our children have no future, but we get to have pat downs by the TSA. Oh, that's right. They're there running things. And we get to be spied on, and the army is involved as we're bathed in tyranny. What's good for third world police states? What's good for fictitious 1984s? Why, it's good for America. And we're going to be going over all of that today. Homeland Security Secretary inspects. She's our Reichsführer. The borders are wide open, but she inspects to make sure we're safe. Aren't we glad that Mr. Napolitano, like Mr. Maddow, are there to inspect us and train us to have government put their hands down our pants to protect us from the evil terrorist? We're so lucky they're there to protect the foreign banks stealing tens of trillions and not just our children's birthright, but our futures. She's there inserting herself at the publicity trough like the fat, demonic government hog that she is. They're training us to not trust anyone but the government, the last group in the world we should be trusting. Homeland Security Secretary inspects Super Bowl site, says fans have shared responsibility. It's a responsibility to spy on each other and watch each other because of our CIA boogeymen hiding in every jack-in-the-box here in the homeland. Continuing, Big Sis in the NFL turned Super Bowl into police state. We've got some of her announcements coming up. And here's the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, the 100,000-plus minions paying hundreds of dollars apiece to get in and watch a bunch of people engage in simulated combat. They get to have the government grab their genitals, and their children will be grabbed, of course, and be baptized into humiliation and third-world tyranny and learn how to be loaded onto the FEMA trucks and taken to that facility as the government trains the military for that. TSA will keep an eye on the Super Bowl for everyone's safety. CNN reported this first in 2009, and it's a three-year tradition. They're now doing it yet again here. So, obviously, today we are going to be covering this report for you and going over it because I saw some other reports here talking about what a great American pastime it is that Americans don't have jobs anymore and that the Steelers don't have steel mills anymore, but that people give pints of blood to get the money they need to. They give their blood all year and save up the money to be able to go to the game. They have no country. They have no industry. They have no Bill of Rights and Constitution. But CNN says, you know what? They can go feel pride through the overpaid steroid heads on the field, that when they're not gangbanging or fighting dogs to death or running around cussing on national TV, they're there keeping us safe. So it's just wonderful. Of course, there's nothing wrong with a football game, and I admire, obviously, athletes. But things have swung too far the other way on the pendulum, and we need to realize that we need to have some priorities here on this religious holiday. Now, I haven't gotten to the really big news yet, but I will get to that. I never thought I'd see the White House on their front page respond to a PrisonPlanet.com article, but they've done just that. We'll tell you about it straight ahead.
Alex told you. If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I am committing blasphemy today for many Americans. I'm doing a live radio broadcast during the holiest day of the year. We don't really find God to be holy or important anymore, or the family, or our test scores, or our health, or our Bill of Rights and Constitution, or our dollar. It's all in decline, a usurped, captured country taken over by the foreign offshore central banks. But we've got our Super Bowl that roughly 70 million Americans are going to tune into today, and kickoff is in an hour and 25 minutes in the global warming ravaged Cowboys Stadium, with collapsing tents from snow and hospitals not having power. But believe me, the holy temple, the taxpayer paid for temple to Jerry Jones, it is standing there. And Homeland Security in 9,000 locations, putting in telescreens, ordering you to spy on your neighbors, on other shoppers. People are paranoidly calling the police at Walmart, where they're putting these in, repeatedly for having cell phones, talking on them. We're learning that land of the free, home of the brave, means being more Soviet than East Germany, being more 1984 than Big Brother. Fort Worth Telegram is reporting the TSA is running things. Not just airports, so they've announced nationwide warrantless checkpoints. They have you and your family drive under super high-powered X-ray scanners. Well, in fact, I have a news clip on that. They don't worry about the TSA workers being fried by the radiation, doing it daily, or the citizens driving under it. The government waves a magic wand, just like they did 20 years ago, telling U.S. troops you can now use depleted uranium munitions. The Army's own reports on it admit that you get one whiff of it, it will reduce your life expectancy by about a third. But hey, what's a young 20-year-old breathing it, dying when he's 45 instead of 75? Hey, it's freedom. Hey, having TSA-trained goons stick their hands down your 5-year-old's pants at the Super Bowl, that's freedom. That's freedom to keep you safe from the vicious Al-Qaeda. And so I will be getting into the Super Bowl religion today, and I will commit the ultimate sacrilege, the ultimate abomination of evil. I will actually talk about what really made this country great, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the fact that that's been eroded by design. And I will talk about the dollar devaluation and the attacks on liberty in our country. During the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, I may even commit a bigger abomination and read the Bill of Rights and Constitution, or parts of it, on air during this holy day, where we know all about the football scores, and you try to go to the store and pay for gas or go to the grocery store, everybody wants to talk to you about the big game. But if you bring up to them loss of sovereignty or dollar devaluation or hyperinflation or the police state being set up with the Patriot Act, they look at you like you're a crazy man. That's right. Well, I'm a crazy man. You see, I actually care about liberty and freedom. And see, a lot of people think that liberty and freedom is like some nebulous thing, that it's only activists that care about it. Well, when you've had freedom so long, it's almost like our country doesn't have an autoimmune system. Here's a parallel or a parable based in history. 500 years ago, roughly, when Europeans showed up in the New World, Native Americans or the indigenous populations had never come in contact with smallpox. And so what would only kill a fraction of Europeans that came in contact with it, because they developed immunity over generations, or those that were susceptible had died, those that weren't susceptible had passed on their genes. When the Europeans arrived, millions, it's estimated, of natives from what is South America, Central America, Mexico, and, of course, further north into North America, all the way up into Alaska with the Inuit Eskimos. Millions and millions died because they'd never experienced smallpox. And that's kind of what Americans are like. We've never really experienced hardcore tyranny. We've had the incredible birthright that our forebears fought and died for. And so now hardcore, systematic, admitted prima facie tyranny and corruption is here. And a lot of people are getting a little concerned and waking up, but they still don't know how serious it is. And so tyranny is so alien, hardcore, systematic, Nazi or Soviet-style oppression is so alien that now that it's clearly manifesting itself and transcending political parties, it's the bureaucracy and the ruling political class that's the problem. The parties are just different chapters of the same organism, that we are in deep, deep trouble. Let me give you an example of tyranny. You see, if you have an all-powerful government that can do whatever it wants, so there's no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no separation of powers, and you have an executive that can do whatever they want, it doesn't matter if Congress didn't pass the Kyoto UN Protocol last year or the last five times before that they tried to ratify it, going back into the early 2000s. But now under tyranny, the president can just order the EPA to go around the country, and he's done it in the last 2 years, shutting off power plants in Kansas, South Dakota, Georgia, North Carolina, and Texas, and many other states. And then, have you noticed all over the country, your power prices have gone up? Mine have roughly doubled in the last 2 years in Austin, and Austin Energy admits that that's part of their target to cut carbon. It's charging you more money. Of course, those are privately owned companies that they're involved with, and they're making big profits. And it did come out this week that Obama is putting even more greenhouse gas tax limits and controls on plants, except for General Electric, which is the biggest builder of the coal-powered plants in this country and worldwide. They get a waiver on the plants they build and the plants that they own. Do you think when folks want to invest now, they're going to invest with General Electric? Total mafia. And it has nothing to do with the rising seas and, oh, my gosh, carbon dioxide is going to kill us. It has everything to do with selective enforcement, just like I've talked a lot about. And, of course, who's the new head of the economic board that makes all these decisions? The former head of General Electric is now the head of Obama's administration when it comes to economic situations. And, of course, you have seen the 500-plus waivers and counting given out to major global corporations. They don't have to get health insurance, but your company does. Another unfair trade advantage. See, Obama's not a liberal. He's not a conservative. He's not a communist. No, he is a corporate front man there to make you think there's a difference between the two major parties so that we'll all fight with each other and, like a football game, choose what party we're part of. And so basically the parties can act like they're fighting with each other but move the ball down the field against we, the people. And so now if you wonder why your apartment bill on average was $200 and now it's $400 on average, or you wonder why your house bill was $500 on average is now $1,200. Well, understand, that's because they've shut down power plants all over the country, and they've restricted plants from increasing their power output or expanding. Big mega corporations have bought up smaller city-owned utilities, like the old Holly Street in Austin that could supply about half the city, and shut it down, automatically making their profits go up because there's less energy. You know, Hugo Chavez, they have more oil than the U.S. you know, per capita, per square mile. They have more coal, but they don't have power half the time. He does that because it's how he controls the population. And that's why we've had rolling blackouts all over the country. And that's not just my opinion. The Heritage Foundation has done an analysis concurring and sourcing our report. Anti-energy agenda could cause more rolling blackouts. Now, here's the big news of the day. We're going to get into this when we come back from the break. Last night, I was on one of my Facebook accounts just checking it for any news tips, and I saw a link at the top, White House. You can't believe everything you read. And the White House Communications Director, Dan Pfeiffer, attacked our story from Thursday that Fox, Drudge, and Limbaugh all covered on Friday and said basically we're liars, that Obama didn't cause the blackouts. We're going to talk about that. Oh, yeah. Never thought I'd live to see it. The White House now responding to PrisonPlanet.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We measure how much national television covers what we're doing and how many newspapers report on what we're doing as another indicator of how much success we're having. And every week, the Drudge Report links to us, or the New York Times or Newsweek blurbs what we're doing and basically attacks us in those cases. George Soros' own media outlets like Media Matters attack us almost on a daily basis. And it shows the big effect we're having. A year ago, it came out in major newspapers that I am on the top 30 White House enemies list as number 29. And that's because I oppose the policies of this treasonous administration. And I've made a 15-minute video that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where I lay out the evidence of treason. When they put economic policies in place to ship our jobs to China and to fund China building 3 to 5 coal plants a week, but we can't have 3 new ones a year, attacking our very energy infrastructure is treason. And when only allowing insiders who finance presidential runs of people like Obama to operate power plants in the country, that's another form of mafia-style tyranny. But Thursday, Paul Watson and I wrote an article, Obama blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. And Obama triggers blackouts became the number one Google search term on Thursday into Friday. Fox News picked it up. The Drudge Report picked it up. Rush Limbaugh covered the story. And then on Friday, Media Matters, the George Soros-funded group, ran the headline, Fox turns to 9/11 truther and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones for content. And, of course, Soros basically is one of the biggest backers of Obama, and many of his minions actually are in cabinet positions in the White House. What I didn't notice until I was alerted to it yesterday afternoon is that on the front page of WhiteHouse.gov, it's still on the front page. Saturday, it was still at the top. It's moved to the bottom left-hand corner of WhiteHouse.gov. There it is. White House Communications Director press release, You Can't Believe Everything You Read by Dan Pfeiffer, the White House Communications Director. They go on to say, you can't believe everything you read. Really, Obama said he wouldn't have signing statements and has signed more per capita than Bush or Clinton or any other president. Obama promised to not have banker fat cats in his administration. He's got the biggest group of banker fat cats of anybody we've ever seen. He promised to balance the budget. He spent more than all presidents before him combined. I mean, everybody knows Obama's been a big liar. A big liar across the board. To try to chronicle those makes my head spin. But you can think of a lot of the lies yourself. But you can't believe everything you read. What a headline they've got here. And I'm going to go ahead and read over some of this article, and then I'm going to get into our rebuttal that Paul Watson and I put together last night. White House attacks PrisonPlanet.com report on blackouts. And this thing is so well-sourced, so documented, and doubly proves everything that we documented in our original article from Thursday. Obama's blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. Furious hospitals hit with outages while post-industrial collapse of America accelerates. But going over this White House front page press release, and is the media, the lapdog media, going to challenge Obama on this? Because this breaks every rule of journalism right here. As valuable as the internet can be in helping to spread information, most people know that you can't believe everything you read. Yeah, especially how do you know when a politician's lying? Their lips are moving. This is the same White House where their regulations are. Cass Sunstein on record putting out policy papers saying arrest people that question man-made global warming. He's on record. So they want the kill switch. Oh, they really know how valuable the internet is. Every line is spin and deception. So it'll take a while to go over this press release. I'm sorry. Every line is a fraud. As valuable as the internet can be in helping spread information, most people know that if you can't believe everything you read, and they should check the source before relying and relaying every alarming story they read. But here's the problem. They then don't give a link to the source they're trying to discredit. They don't even tell you who it is, Alex Jones, via Matt Drudge, Rush Limbaugh, Fox News. So right there they say, we love the internet, when they're actually trying to take over the free web on record. Then they go on and say you should check the source, but they don't give you the source. I'm about to get to that. See, every line is a deception. I mean, did the devil write this? Literally, everything in here is a lie. All 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs. Every line is a lie. Some lines of this have multiple lies per line. How do you counter something like this? Well, we have in the article by Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson, but I'm going to get to that in a moment. Continuing, you can't believe everything you read. I think that's the only true statement in here. As valuable as the internet can be in helping spread information, most people know that you can't believe everything you read, and they should check the source before relying and relaying every alarming story they read. One such story is going around the internet over the past 2 days claiming that the Obama administration is somehow responsible for the rolling blackouts in Texas. By the way, they're all over the country, from California to Arizona. Our article says that, by the way. So that's another lie. It's not just Texas. That have caused terrible hardship for so many Texans. I guess that's a little vein of truth there, too, that has caused hardship. The source is questionable, and the story is unquestionably false. But they do not give a source. They do not give a source. They do not. They just got done in the line before saying you've got to check the sources. In our article, every line has links to mainstream and government admissions. But with them, they don't give any links but one to the Houston Chronicle. According to the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, these blackouts were actually a result of extreme cold temperatures and high winds, which led to a variety of mechanical failures at more than 50 plants around the state. Let's stop right there. That's another giant, huge, stinking straw man. What's a straw man? They don't attack what we really said. They build a lie. Our article obviously says the cold weather taxed the power plants, and because we haven't built enough of them, we've had outages. And then we link to all the white paper and think tank reports stating that we're in a power deficit compared to China and others for our basic industrial needs, not to mention just general. So see the bait and switch there, talking to you like your five-year-old children, saying, oh, This unreputable source that we're not going to let you link to so you can make up your own mind and actually read, this unreputable source, just trust us, we're not going to put a link to them or even say who they are. They're saying that, and I noticed that was their counter in Media Matters, George Soros, their counter in a whole bunch of other newspapers that did attack us by name as the surrogates of the White House. They said Jones and the other lunatic writers said Obama flipped a switch and turned the power off when everyone knows it was cold weather. No, we said cold weather hit, and because we haven't built enough power plants, that there were huge power outages all over the country. Then they only say we said it was in Texas. I'm going to continue here. But see, this is the type of deception, the trained liars that we're dealing with. We're going to go over these lies one by one. Then I'm getting into the Super Bowl where they're sticking their hands down people's pants.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
PrisonPlanet.com reports on blackouts. Again, White House attacks PrisonPlanet.com report on blackouts. So did Media Matters, George Soros outfit, and they just tell lie after lie in this piece we're going through here. Anytime communities experience major outages, it is a cause for concern, and major utilities and regulators are investigating steps that can be taken to decrease any weather-related vulnerability of power generating plants in the state. unlike their northern counterparts, which experience extreme cold every winter and often are not designed to withstand such rare weather conditions. So they go on to claim that we're having power outages, by the way, from, again, New York to California, because they don't experience regular cold. And they're implying that we're only talking about Texas here, when it's Texas that's supplying much of Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and surrounding states power, biggest power producer in the country. I mean, we have the clips of Obama saying that he wants to bankrupt coal plants, that you can build one, but they're going to put carbon taxes on you so high that it's going to bankrupt you. In fact, do we have that clip? Let's go ahead and roll that clip now. It's only 13 seconds for folks. Here it is.
Use coal without emitting greenhouse gases and carbon. And, you know, how can we sequester that carbon and capture it? If we can't, then, you know, we're going to still be working on alternatives. But let me sort of describe my overall policy. I mean, what I've said is that we would put a cap and trade system in place that is more, that is as aggressive, if not more aggressive, than anybody else's out there. I was the first to call for 100% auction on the cap and trade system, which means that every unit of carbon or greenhouse gas that was emitted would be charged to the polluter. That will create a market in which whatever technologies are out there that are being presented, whatever power plants that are being built, that they would have to meet the rigors of that market and the ratcheted down caps that are placed imposed every year. So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted. That will also generate billions of dollars that we can invest in solar, wind, biodiesel.
By the way, solar supplies 1% of the United States, and I looked up the Fed's admitted numbers. It costs 10 times as much money for every megawatt of wind power that you get compared to coal. Then they go on and lie and say that coal is incredibly toxic. I'm going to play a three-minute news piece coming up the next segment where they go from the beginning to the end of the steps with coal and document that all that comes out of the smokestack is water vapor and carbon dioxide. Nothing else comes out. That's why they're saying they want to tax carbon now. With regulations that were reasonable in the last 50 years, they've made our coal almost completely perfectly clean. And even if we're going to move to something new, you're not going to do this overnight. And so the White House, and not just Obama, but Biden and others, are on record saying that they want to bankrupt coal. Now, continuing with the White House trying to counter our report, some are trying to blame these blackouts, which the industry has already provided explanation for. Well, of course, the industry said it was the cold weather that caused them not to be able to meet demand. That's the point, is that we haven't built enough plants, and our prices have gone way up because they haven't built more plants. And only selective insiders like GE get to build new plants, so they get all the profits. See, it's all deception. Some are trying to blame these blackouts, which the industry has already provided explanation for, on the Clean Air Act standards under consideration to curb dangerous pollution. That's the new ratcheting up of the Kyoto Protocol that Congress hasn't passed. So here's another deception. They go on to say, well, we haven't implemented this yet. Yeah, because Texas is suing you. You tried to implement it last year. It's set to go into implementation next month, and the feds have taken over the Texas power plants that supply the surrounding five states with much of their power. So again, it's another deception. Here, claiming that they haven't put any of these new restrictions in yet. Obama took the already regulations that were in place and used those, and we have an article countering this, and the article that we originally wrote shows all the examples. Headline, Obama EPA shuts down South Dakota plant. Obama EPA shuts down Georgia plant. Obama EPA shuts down Texas plant. Obama EPA denies permit to new plant. Obama EPA moves to block new Corpus Christi power plant. On and on and on. Our article is big and beefy and thick and long and filled with links. There's nothing in Obama's article. They're just shoveling you lies. Some are trying to blame these blackouts, which the industry has already provided explanation for, on the Clean Air Act standards under consideration to curb dangerous pollution, including carbon pollution. Oh, to curb dangerous pollution, including carbon pollution, which is carbon dioxide that humans exhale, that plants breathe, that plants live off of. While these claims gain traction on the internet, there is a major problem with this theory. No power plant in Texas has yet been required to do anything to control carbon pollution. They're calling carbon dioxide, because nothing's coming out of them now but water vapor and carbon dioxide. And they know that the general public knows that water isn't bad, so they pick the other thing coming out of them and call it carbon pollution. Yeah, carbon dioxide. In December, the EPA announced that it intended to update important Clean Air Act standards for decades have decreased harmful pollution and protected public health. In the coming months, the EPA will work closely with key stakeholders, including industry, that means GE, who's exempt, to develop a common sense standards for currently unchecked dangerous carbon pollution. And then when you read closer what they're talking about, that's carbon dioxide. But the average person reading this goes, oh, well, they're trying to save me from pollution. Any standard which will leverage existing technologies and only apply to the largest polluters will not be proposed until later this year, allowing an extensive public comment period, and following that additional input, no final rule is scheduled to be in place until late 2012. They're already implementing all this stuff for 2 years. We've got countless links to mainstream news where they've been shutting them down. More lies. Despite these modest steps, you just heard Obama say he wants the most draconian of any country, a 50% cut. You just heard the president say he wants to bankrupt them. You just heard them say he wants the most draconian. I got clips of Biden, by the way, in our article saying you're not going to be allowed to have a plan. But here they are lying, saying we just want some modest, reasonable. Come on. Despite these modest steps, many continue to mischaracterize this process, making unsubstantiated claims about the impact that this will have on everything from industry to energy prices. Energy prices are way up. No one denies that. The most recent effort simply underscores a willingness to ignore the facts, they presented none here, to further an agenda that seeks to stop the EPA from sensible updates to the Clean Air Act. No, it's the Kyoto Protocol Treaty that you couldn't get rammed through, that you couldn't get passed, that the Congress wouldn't pass, and so now they're having congressional hearings about it. The state of Texas and others are suing you, just like the Health Care Act is being ruled unconstitutional. And Obama's giving hundreds of waivers to his friends like McDonald's, and then Whataburger or Burger King don't get waivers, and their prices have to go up, and they got to buy insurance, but McDonald's doesn't. It's the same thing here. In fact, if we can pull up that headline, it was in the AP. It was also in the Washington Examiner. Obama gives GE exemption on new clean air rules, but no one else gets these exemptions. This is what we're talking about. This is unfair. This is wrong. And it's for insiders to make giant profits. The former head of GE that lobbied for all of this just 2 years ago is now the head of the President's Economic Council. Talk about conflict of interest. And by the way, it's not just us saying this. After we reported on it and they linked our story, the Heritage Foundation concurred. There's the headline. Obama issues global warming rules in January, exempts GE power plants in February. Stay with us. We're going to break it all down.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live. It's Sunday, the 6th day of February, 2011. Super Bowl Sunday. I'm going to be talking about the police state at the Super Bowl, the latest developments in Egypt, and a lot more coming up in the next hour. But the bottom line here is, look at how weak the White House is. Look at how scared they are of PrisonPlanet.com. Yes, PrisonPlanet.com, according to Alexa ratings and Google Analytics, does get more visitors than MSNBC.com. They're afraid of the alternative media. They're afraid of talk radio, which is why they're openly moving to censor and attack free speech and put the fairness doctrine back into place. Read our article that got the White House so upset and then compare it to the White House's response, which we just chronicled the lies in. White House attacks PrisonPlanet.com report on blackouts. Our original article picked up by Fox News. They just took our story and directly linked to it. Obama's blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. But they put a question mark on the end of it. And again, our article was about nationwide. You saw it last week from California to New York. Power outages all over the place. because they've cut back so much. Now, for the insiders that are still allowed to operate, they make bigger profits, and that's great. But we become like Venezuela. You know why Ceausescu fell in 89? Because he controlled the only power plants in the country and used it to become a billionaire and build big palaces. And the Romanians, it's on even CIA fact book, they admit, rebelled mainly over the rolling blackouts that they were so sick of. So another sign of authoritarianism. Now, the biggest lie in their report isn't that they didn't link to us so people could see what we actually said, or that we said it was just a Texas issue, or to imply that we didn't say it was originally triggered by the cold weather, but that, again, we couldn't respond because of lack of power plants. It's where they keep saying horrible carbon pollution. Now, I have family who have been engineers, one of them's retired now, and worked in both oil refineries and coal power plants. And I've seen them over the years get so angry when they hear reports about dirty coal. There are federally mandated sensors in the stacks. If anything but carbon dioxide and water comes out, alarms go off. They have to shunt all the smoke into a holding area and basically turn the power plant off. They're not allowed to release any. The federal government has Cessnas that fly above every major plant every day with their own sensors. And so I thought I would play for you, just to illustrate this lie, a piece that was done with the officials of the Chesterfield plant outside Richmond, Virginia. Now, this is the modern type of plant that by federal mandate, and that's reasonable, has been in place for at least the last 30 years. There are no coal-powered plants out there that are not scrubbing the exhaust, okay? So I'm going to play this clip right now. It goes through a giant catalytic converter. Then it goes through all these other scrubbers, and nothing comes out but carbon dioxide and water vapor. So the feds are saying, we're going to say that carbon dioxide's bad and restrict it. So the power companies say, okay, we'll start shunting it into old wellheads. We'll put it underground. They say, no, you're not allowed to do that. And so your prices are going up, and now it's going to get worse. Obama's other big lie is claiming that they haven't put anything new in place in the last 2 years and that nothing's changed. That's another lie. We have countless links in our article responding and our original article to mainstream news headline, Obama's EPA shuts down this power plant, that power plant. 13 power plants shut down in Pennsylvania. 7 shut down in Texas. You know, I mean, it goes on and on. But they're counting on you being ignorant. But it shows the power of the alternative media. And it shows that the crooks in Washington are just men like us. They're not invincible, and responding to them with the truth is having an effect to the point of where the WhiteHouse.gov on its front page in the last 2 days has been responding to the story we put out that was then picked up by newspapers nationwide, and major think tanks like Heritage Foundation and others concurred with our analysis. We gave facts, they gave lies. Now, here's a short clip breaking down the process. The video is posted in our article, responding to it. If you're a radio listener and want to see the video, not just hear the audio, it's posted in the article. White House attacks PrisonPlanet.com, reports on blackouts at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Here's that clip.
Now, this plant burns about a train load of coal per day, which is about 100 train cars. Each train car holds about 100 tons. It's about 10,000 tons of coal per day.
This is the whole process from start to finish.
Chesterfield Power Station consists of 4 coal units and 2 gas-fired units. The coal units operate very simply. We take coal, comes in coal cars each day, and we crush it up, run on conveyor belts into the plant.
And most of
it's
domestic.
And then it goes to another stage where it's crushed into very fine powder like talcum powder.
This is energy independence.
At that point, it's blown by large fans into the furnace, where it combusts and makes heat. That heat energy is transferred through tubes into water on the other side and boils that water into steam. That steam then runs large steam turbines that run a shaft that turns a generator that then makes electricity that's delivered to our customers.
Right. That's the actual coal dust flowing in the flame. Very. You know, this is a little dark shade.
But if anybody's allowed to set these up.
Our Chesterfield Power Station, as we have at most of our power stations,
they
we have devices
profit
within the furnace that help reduce our nitrous oxide production. Nitrous oxide is a component that ultimately can become smog in the atmosphere. So we like to reduce that right at the furnace. We use low nitrous oxide burners and overfired air to reduce it in the boiler itself. Once the gas comes out of the boiler, on 3 of the 4 units here, we have devices called selective catalytic reduction devices. And that's like the catalytic converter on your car. It takes the nitrous oxide that's produced in the furnace when you combust air and coal and separates out the nitrous oxide back into nitrogen and oxygen, which is available in the air as we breathe it today. So it basically puts it back the way it was before it went through the combustion process. Once the flue gas comes out of that, it goes through a device to remove particulate matter, either electrostatic precipitator, which is like electrostatic air cleaner in your home.
That's a dry scrubber.
Or it goes through a baghouse. A baghouse is very similar to the bag you might have on your vacuum cleaner at home. The air goes through, any particulate matter gets stuck in the bag. And we periodically empty those bags out and clean them and replace them. The last step is a scrubber or a flue gas desulfurization device. That removes the sulfur dioxide and the mercury from the flue gas. And the way they work is quite simple. We take limestone and grind it up into a fine powder, mix it with water to create a slurry, and then spray that into the flue stream. The flue gas goes through this limestone mixture and chemically creates a chemical which becomes gypsum. It's the same stuff that's used in wallboards. In fact, this facility will supply gypsum to a local wallboard manufacturer to recycle the material into wallboard for people to use in their homes. And once you do that, the mercury and the sulfur dioxide comes out of flue gas. What you see go up the stack has moisture in it and no more sulfur dioxide or mercury.
All right. None. There are sensors on it. They're not allowed to release any. It's water vapor and carbon dioxide that plants breathe. And I've seen major university studies where just the surrounding plants and trees and grass around a coal-powered plant grow faster or healthier. You can just pull up studies, show increased carbon dioxide makes plants healthier and grow faster. Increased crop yields. In fact, the Earth has had, well, just in the last 100,000 years, 14 times higher carbon dioxide in the atmosphere than it has now. We're in a carbon-starved position. The life cycle on our planet is carbon dioxide, oxygen, water, and sunlight. You've got to have those four basic ingredients. And so the White House keeps talking about carbon pollution, but to sum it all up, if you have a true free market and cities, counties, private interest build power plants, that's competitive supply and demand. It drives down prices massively. Massively drives down prices. But if you're insiders and you can get globalists in place all over the world, not just here, they can use governments to shut down all the smaller plants or plants that aren't insiders. They won't get the waivers. They can't release carbon dioxide, but then General Electric and a handful of others, they do. Meanwhile, a bunch of plants have been built by globalists on the U.S.-Mexico border, on the Mexican side, where there is no controls. They actually put the mercury right into the air. Then that blows across, but they can do it cheaper and then supply the U.S. and make even bigger profits. So they use regulations to shut down their competition. Now, coming back in the next hour, shifting gears, the TSA is there running it in Dallas, up there at Cowboy Stadiums. They are sticking their hands down people's pants. They are doing the pat-downs. This is part of the slave training of America. We're going to go over the police state as well, get into what's happening in Egypt, and a lot more on the other side. But did you ever think you'd see it where Whitehouse.gov responding to us with a tissue of lies and propaganda, and it shows they're on the defensive, and the info war is having huge effects. So I salute everybody that helped get that story out. Let's get our counter story out as well right now. It's at InfoWars.com. Second hour coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.